Peites Amad Aleph. The middle of the Amid, Ki Oso Rav Pope Varafune Bereid Rav Yeshua Miberav Omri Tonina Letakonas Ushe. We have a raya to Takonas Ushe at Chazal Romeinea the Ishe from selling Hanichse Maluk. We had heard in Rashi, they made that the Kinyan, even though Kinyan Peres Lavke Kinyan Aguf, and she's called the Bailim, so theoretically she should be able to sell the Nichse Maluk L'Chshatomus, that it should belong to the Lekeach. But Takonas Usha was that there were Malim, the Kinyan Peres of the Baal, Kilo he's the Bailim, and therefore the only way she can sell it is if she was Zoiche in the Nechosim before the Mechira should be Chal, and that is not if Meisa Baal or the Nisgarsha, but if Meisa Ha'isha, Mechira is not Chal. That was Takona Sushi. So Rapopa, Bruno Breder of Yeshua, when they came back from Rav's Yeshiva, they said, Omri, we have a Raya, Tanina la Takona Sushi. From our Mishnah, there's a Raya. It's such a concept of Takonas Ushe that an Ishe is not capable of selling Hanichse Maluk Bechayel, that it should be Chal Lache Shetomus. It says in the Mishnah, Ha'eved Ba'isha Pegiyos Hanro, Ha'chobo Ben Chayev, Ve'heim Shechovlo Bacherim Pturim. That means they don't have Nepota, because they don't have any money to pay up for the chavola. Pisalke daitoch lesser letakonas ushe. If we'll say that there's no such thing as takonas ushe, so what pshat she doesn't have money? Taz ben nichse maluk. Let her go now and sell the nichse maluk that the mechire should be chal l'chshetomus. I feel if she dies, and if he dies, it's a badigav, it's good. Let her sell now the nichse maluk, and she'll have money to pay for the chavola, the titenlei. So Mamela, since the Mishnah says pegiyos hanro, she doesn't have any money, so you see, she's not capable of selling the nichse maluk that the mecher should be chal, afilu shetomos b'chaye baila. The way you understood, there is such a concept of takonas ushe. She can't sell it b'choloifim. That means bein shetomus he, bein sheyomus hu, the mechira should be chal, because kshetomus he, the mechira is not chal. But al-koponim, that kul alma moedim, that if he will die, or he'll give her a get, and the nechosim come b'rshusa, so the mechir is zichachal. So why can't she sell Hanichse Maluk with the Teves Hanoh, that the Mechire, she's selling it for a cheaper price, is a gamble. If her husband will die and give her a get, so Yen acquired the Nichse Maluk. If she died, he won't acquire the Nichse Maluk, he'll give a cheap price, and he's investing in something that he might be zeicha to the nichse maluk. So this is zicha akasha. This takonas usha will not fam for this kasha. She can, because if her husband will die, the mechira will zicha bichal. L'davoini, I don't understand the pnei Yeshua. Here's here akasha. He says, why is the mechira chal? The husband dies, the husband gives her a get. Why isn't it called Adova Shaloi Balo Ilom? We have the same thing by Ksuba also. We had mentioned when we started learning the sugya Taisvis and Yibamas says, here we had a shaila, if a person gave over to son Guf Me'ayim, Peres Lachamisa, if the son sold it, the son died before, if the Mechiras Chal, so we say Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, so the father had the Kinyan Aguf, so then since the son was never Zeich in the Guf, so the Mechira is not Chal. But Taisvis asks, but if I hold Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, and the father died and the son is still alive, so the Mechira is Chal. So Taisvis says, what is this different Mashiach Me'aba Mochaloch? Why is this not considered Meichadavish Lebeloilo? Taisvis says, even though Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf, but since the son is the Guf now, it's not considered a Davish Lebeloilo. So that's what the Davon, you don't understand the Pnei Yeshua's Kashe, Takonis Ushe, Tarashi Sabshate, were Malim, the Kinyan Aguf of the Baal. So we say, Kilo Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf, but I don't understand why you should make it a Davish Lebeloilo. Al Koponim, so the Gemara asks this kasha. The Gemara asks that, according to you, that's true, that there is such a concept of takonas ushe, and she can't sell the gamri the nirsim look that she bechal b'chol oifen afilu shetomos he, that the mechira should bechal, but al kaponim she could sell p'toibes ano, if yomus paila yigasheno, that the mechira should bechal. So she has now a commodity with which she can sell, and so she can have she has money now. So why does it say pigiyosanro? So in this kashi you have to say elo de leslo. Speaking about she did not possess nichse maluk. That has to be the tells of the kashi. Ochinami de leslo. So memele. So of that you'll have to be noches. To say that it's speaking about the leslo, azachinami the leslo. So on your first kasha, could be there is no takone sushe. So why is it pigios and ro, you ask, let her sell lachalutim, the nichsemaluk? The teretz is, Mishnah speaking about she doesn't have nichsemaluk. It once mentioned that nichsemaluk was not a shchir the gezach for a woman to possess. Directly Gemara, but she has another oifen of paying up the chabola. B'tazbin ksuboso b'toyves ano b'titen le. Let her go and sell the ksuba b'toyves ano. She'll find the lekeach. She'll tell the lekeach as follows, that if my husband dies or gives me a get, he'll give me 50 zuz. Ksuba is masayim zuz. So if my husband dies or gives me a get, so the ksuba, which should belong to me, will belong to you. If then she says, if she dies, so then you lost 50 zuz, but it's an investment. So the Gemara Hamani Rameiri, the Omar Osaloi Laodom, Shiyashes Ishtoi Afilu Shaachas Beloi Ksuba. So Moshe says it goes according to Rameiri. It means if she sells the ksuba, so he doesn't owe her a ksuba. So if he doesn't owe her a ksuba, so Rabbi Meir says it's also lahashis ishtoi afilu shachas b'loi ksuba. That's why she can't sell the ksuba. Because of this chavola, we don't want to be mevatel the marriage. So the mother does not like this teretz. The mother says, that's true. And Rameya holds also Lodam Shiashishita Viloshachas Blake Suba Bataima Mai, but what is the reason? Kidei Shalite Kala Baino Vloitsia, like this, if he has a ksuba to pay up, so if he gets angry at her, he has something that deters him from giving a get, and that could still give a get left to pay the ksuba. If she doesn't have a ksuba, there's no deterrent. So Mamela, there's nothing that's solidifying the issues. There's nothing that's ensuring the issue should remain. By a kleinigkeit, he'll get angry, he'll give her a get. That's the reason that it's also lahashis isha b'leiksube. Shleitekala b'einov leitzia. So that is not called ishus. Ishus, that is very fragile. It's very olo to be nifsak whenever. So that's called abiyasnus. That's not called abiyas shalishus. So the Gemara says, if that's the whole purpose of a ksuba, ochelay megarish lo. But if she sells the ksuba, so it's not kal b'enei baila legarisha, because the megarish lo also hanach the zovni govelo leksuba osamine. That means she sold a ksuba, that if the husband will give her a get, that they'll be goyved the ksuba, so he won't give her a get because they have to pay the ksuba. What's the difference if he has to pay to her or to the person who purchased the ksuba from her? But lemaise, there's still a ksuba around that has to be paid. And this is a sufficient deterrent that he won't go and won't be kalbein of legarsh. So it's a very good kashe. Ramey is not a teretz. So let's understand this kashe. Why is it called pkiyosan ro? She has the capabilities of selling the ksuba. So the mother answered, "Alotayvas on the mili nino mili loy mishtati." This is not considered that she possesses mominess. Chayr, it's only a double study. It's a gamble. That means it's not called. He's not paying for the value of the ksuba. I mean, he does not bechlav to be a ksuba, but this is investment on it's a gamble. So that's not called that she possesses mominess, that we should force her to pay up the one she was chayvel. The mother does not like this. Teretz alam aloi mili dimizdavdi bedinrininu. There's a market value for this. There's a market value for futures, for things which are a gamble, but there is a market value for this. So Lamai said that she has a ksube. The ksube is now a market value of Tevis Hano. So we should force her to sell the ksube and to pay up the Meha Chavola. So Lamai says, Ela Mishum de Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Amechish Tachayv Lechaveir Bechosur Amoch Leimochov, Havul Yerish Meichov. Shmuel said, Amir de Kechidish, that if a person sells a shtar chayv, v'chazor u'machloi, and then later, after Reuven was a malva to Shimon, and Reuven sells the shtar chayv to Levi, and after he sells it to Levi, so even though l'chayre Levi possesses the chayv, but Reuven, after selling the chayv, can be meichu Shimon de Levi. Let us just mention one mahalach now, what the reason is. The Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam will come out very good in Tosfos. The Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam is that in every chayv, there are two halakim. There is the Shibud Nechosim and the Shibud Aguf. There's the Shibud Aguf that the loive personally owes the malve. And then there's a Shibud Nechosim. That means that the nixin the inish inon arevim loy, that the nechosim that a person possesses, this is an orev to pay up his personal obligations. So the Rabbi Netam says that by mechiras shtar choiv, the only thing that can be transferred, the only bailus that can be transferred is the shibud nechosim. Through the shtar choiv, the Lekeach Levi acquires the Shibud Nechosim. But the Shibud Aguf, which was Chalan Shimon to pay Reuven, that is not transferable. So after the Mechire, so Reuven the Malve still possesses the Shibud Aguf. Levi the Lekeach possesses the Shibud Nechosim. So the Rabbi Netam says, if Reuven the Malve is Meichel the Shibud Aguf, so automatically the Shibud Nechosim goes off. Kol heichad de leka loive leka oref. If there's no Shibud Aguf, there's no chiyuv on the Nechosim to pay up the chayv. That's how the Bein Atam says Pshat and Shmuel. So Shmuel said, HaMoicha Shtachev Lech Veira Bechosor Moch Lemochu. Afilu Yairish Moichel, Afilu Reuven sold the Shtar to Levi, and Reuven died, and Chanoich Yarshind Reuven, so Chanoich is also capable of selling, of being Moichel Shimon's Chayv. So Memele, so the mother says that, so we're afraid, she'll sell the chayv, she'll sell the ksuba talekeyach. She'll get money for this, and with this she'll pay up the nechbal, but she might go and be meichel her husband the ksuba, which she's capable of doing. The shibuda guf that her husband owes her ksuba is still in existence, and that is not sold to the lekeyach. So she might be meichel the shibuda guf that is mutal on her husband to pay up the ksuba. And if she does this, the lekeach is going to lose. So he's going to end up with nothing. So the Gemara asks, Omri, I still don't understand. Zvuni zovim v'titla. Let's try to rectify something. At the present time, we're doing a gevaldik avla to the nechbal. She was chayvel on someone. She's not paying him up. The Mishnah says, p'kiyos on ro. So it's a terrible thing. So I mentioned Akashi, this woman has resources, she can sell Laksuba Bateves Hano, and then she'll get money, let's pay up the Nechbal. So you say, maybe she'll be Meichel, her husband, so come out, the Nechbal will get paid, but the Lekech is going to lose. The Lekech who gave money for the Teves Hano might lose. No. So, but unless we're trying to do something constructive, we're zicher rectifying the hefsid of the nechbal, lekeach might lose. No, he might lose, he might not lose. So because of that, we keep our hands tied and we don't do anything. Zvuv nizovim, let her sell her ksuba b'tavis hano, b'titalai. Let her pay up the nechbal. V'machlalei legavi baal, and if she'll be moichel the ksuba to her husband, timchala. So then al kaponim, so enoch nami, we rectified the tashlumi chavole, now nebuch, the lekeach had a hefsid. But who guaranteed that this would occur? So al kaponim, it's sich an inyan to be mishtadl. So the Gemara says, no, it's nothing to be mishtadl, for omri kol gabi baal vade mochlele. If she's going to sell the ksuba, so Rashi says, let's see what Rashi, Milo le mishtabdi le nizik, v'chos ha-meicha mocha le mocha, hukach imrina lo tazbin, if we'll tell her she should sell the ksuba, mafsadina le lekeach, so we are mafsad the lekeach, v'hi hodra ha-mocha le ksubosa, she'll go and she'll be meichel the ksuba, she'll be meichel the ksuba, Lebal, hoyel v'akocha, hi meichosa. Since she's Fosarashi says, why will she be meichel the baal? Because you're forcing her, you want to twist her arm, you want to force her to sell the ksuba, in order that the nechbal should be paid up, so she'll show you won't be able to force her. You force her to sell the ksuba, so she'll be meichel the baal. So what did she accomplish? That what Bezin wanted to do will not be successful. The Lekech is going to lose. And she'll zicha do this. Why should her Baal, if she's not getting the ksuba side, why should this Lekech get the ksuba? So she'll be meichel the Baal. It's vade mochle. She zicha be meichel the Baal v'afsedine lehu zvina v'yadayim le'afsedine. And so to make a mechkach, which we know clearly, that Lekeach is going to lose from this Mekach, why should we do such a thing? I have a better answer. Let her go and sell the ksuba. The vial, you're not giving anything to the Nechbal. The Nechbal was Nechbal, and he comes to Bezdin, sorry, Pigiyosan Ro, she doesn't have any money. Let her go and sell the ksube to the Nechbal. That means she's selling a ksuba that's worth Masayim Zuz for 50 Zuz. The Nechbal has, let's say she owes him 50 Zuz for the Chabola. Now the Nechbal acquired a commodity that could be worth 200 Zuz, could be one. Could be she'll die first, he won't get anything, but Al Capone, he got now a commodity that's worth 50 Zuz, and he's getting paid now. Let her sell to the Nechbal her ksuba b'tayves hano. The mochlo legabi bal, efilu shall be moichel legabi bal, like a mafsid, he's not losing anything. The hashta nami loimidi kayor vilei. He's not giving him time to say anything. Here there's a chance he might get something. So this is more constructive than just sitting back and say, "Pgiyos and ro." So the mother says, "No, it's ridiculous that we should force her to sell the ksuba to the nechbal." Save, save, call the gabi bal badi mochlo. Shul zicha be meichel her husband, batruchi bedine bechdil ametrachin. So it's ridiculous that to force her to sell. To sell the ksuba to the nechbal. We know zicha shall be meichel, her husband, so the nechbal didn't get anything. So why should we, so we didn't accomplish anything. So therefore, we sit back and we say, pegiyos anro. Frag the Gemara weiter. Elohod esanya, b'chein hisha chovlo b'baylo. We learned a baraisa, that if an isha was chovlo b'baylo, lo yifsi the ksubos. She didn't lose the ksuba. Also the same thing over here. The vow, she was chayv on her husband, and she doesn't pay him. She doesn't lose the ksuba. She doesn't pay him. Like the Gemara, amai taz benino nele l'ksubosa l'bayla b'tayves hano b'hol chavola. Here, l'chayre, we have a very good etzer. Let her sell. That means the husband owes her Masayim Zuz if he'll die, if he'll give her a gift. If she dies, he doesn't owe Masayim Zuz. So there's a potential chiyuv. So let her sell the Bailam, her Baal, let her sell, that means if you give a gift or if you die, you're giving me now 50 Zuz, and Nafilu, this will happen later, you're potter to pay. That means that Masayim Zuz, that you'd be mechuyev to pay me if you give me a get, or if you die, I'm selling it to you for 50 Zuz. So now Lamaise, the Baal got paid up with a commodity that's worth 50 Zuz. He won't lose. She'll be meichel him. So I wonder if to pay the 50 Zuz. I say one has to pay, so besides that, when he purchased it, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. But he's not losing anything. Here he's gaining. He's gaining that he acquired a commodity that's zicha worth 50 zuz. So he got paid up for the chabola. She'll be meichel him. So she'll be meichel him. He's not losing anything if she's meichel the ksuba to him. He's not gaining, but he's not losing. So I'll kapon him. So, why is it Pigiyosara Fulul Gabi your husband? So Mar says Habadi Rameiri. Oh, this Barais is Icha going according to Rameir. The Oma also Lodom Shiyashes Ishta Fulusha Achas Palaiksu. That one is not permitted to be together with his wife 1 hour with Adiksuba. The time am I, and what is the reason? Kidei shall take Kalabain of Laitsia. That it should not be with, there's no ksuba, so any small incident that occurs, there's nothing that's deterring him from giving her a get. No ksuba that will have to pay, so he'll give her a get. The time of Mike, they should take Kalabain of Leitzia. It should not be Kalabain of Leitzia. That's why you have to have a ksuba. Is Ochi Megarishlo, the Govilei Bechavlei Mino. Here, Hakerti also is the name of the turret. He just bought off the Masayim Zuz for 50 Zuz. So now if he gives her a get, he doesn't have to lay out any extra money. So Mamela, he has no deterrent whatsoever to not to give her a get. So the Baraisa calls, so therefore she can't sell him the Ksuba, because if she sells him the Ksuba, he'll give her a get the next minute. And according to Rameya, also Lord Mashiach Shita Vilushachas Black Ksuba, because we Kalabainov Lagash. So Mimele, so that is why she can't sell it to the Baal, according to Rameh. Here we have to come on to Rameh. Yehochi, so the Gemara says, if the Barais is going according to Rameh. So let's understand the Barais. So the Barais says, you explain beautifully, she can't sell him the Ksuba. The minute she sells him the Ksuba, he'll give her a get. Fine, she doesn't sell the Ksuba. I got news for you. Since she owes him money for the Demei Chabola, so Memele, when he'll give her a get, he doesn't have to pay the whole Ksuba, he doesn't pay Masayim Zuz, because the minute he gives her a get, the Demei Chabola, he's going to deduct. So Memele, the Ksuba is not as expensive as it normally is. So we don't have a deterrent of Masayim Zuz. Yehochi, if it goes according to Ramei Hashtanami Megarishlo, Vigovlele Bechavle Mino, and he'll be goyvel, deduct from the Ksuba how much the Chabol is. So the Gemara says, no. Kigoin de Nofish Ksubos. It's big mat, she has a very big Ksuba. The Mishuma hu pulto le mafsetuv. That means she has a big Ksuba. So now the Gemara understood that she has a big Ksuba. That means she's a Ksuba, let's say, of ellipses. The Ksuba in a Taisvis. And now, if he will give her a get, so what you're afraid of, he'll give her a get because he won't have to pay the Mechavola, the Dr. Mechavola. It's not worth 50 Zuz to owe her 950 Zuz. So that's the case. The case is speaking about that there is a tremendous ksuba. So Memele, if he bought off the ksuba from her, so then he's nothing but to worry about. So he bought off the ksuba b'tayves hano. So there's nothing deterring him to give her a get. But if you're speaking about that he didn't purchase the ksuba from her b'tayves hano, she just asked an innocent question, but he's still going to give her a get because he won't have to pay the complete ksuba. We're speaking about it was a very tremendous ksuba, and it's not worthwhile for him to give her a get and give her 950 zuz in order to acquire the 50 zuz of the Demei Chabol. Because of the 50 zuz, he won't give her a get and they have to pay her 950 zuz. So Mamela, we have no daiga, it'll be called Bain of Leitzia. If he doesn't sell it, it won't be called Bain of Leitzia. In fact, the Gemara, be'idin efishi ksubosa miksuba deraisa. If he's speaking about, he said he's speaking about a tremendous ksuba, 1,000 zuz ksuba, is nukme a ksuba deraisa, be'idach tasbenei nelei bechavlei. So the Gemara says, "Nah, he amir de kekash." He does tell me it's 1,000 zuz ksuba. So, there has to remain a ksuba of 200 zuz by a psula masayim zuz in order to make sure it won't be called by ein of loitzia. Fine, but you're telling me it's speaking about 1,000 zuz ksuba. So we have here 800 zuz, which does not affect the ksuba whatsoever. It's a taisvis. So let her sell him the Taisvis Hano, that means, she's telling him, you know, if you'll give me a get, you want to pay me the Taisvis. She'll sell the Taisvis of 800 Zuz, let's say for 100 Zuz. he'll get paid up his Tamei Chavola. It's not Kalbaina Vlaitzia because there's still a Ksuba Deraisa of Masayim Suz, that if he gives her a get, he'll have to pay, and that's a sufficient deterrent. So we say, it's weiter schwer. So it's schwer, why if she was Chayvel in her husband, the din is she doesn't have to pay him, why shouldn't she have to pay him? Let's sell the Taisvis to the husband. You tell me, the fish Ksubasa. And she'll be left over with a Ksubi Masayim, and the husband will get paid for the Chabola. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood me. The Loina Fishi Ksubasa Miksubi Darais. No, the Ksubi is Masayim Zeus. But, so if Masayim Zeus, so he said, so now he's going to give her a get readily because he doesn't have to pay the whole Masayim Zeus. So the Gemara says, Dava Chavle Abo Zuzi. The Chavola was 4 Zuzim. The Mishum Abo Zuzi Lemafsid Esrim B'chamisha Sloim, which is Masayim Zuz. So the Gemara says that that's Pshat. Pshat is that the Chavola, that is Pshat the Baraisa. The Gemara makes an Akimte and Echnami. This is the Akimte. That the Chavola was a boaz Uzi, and therefore he will not readily give her a get, since he knows he'll have to pay 196 Zuz if he gives her a get. It's not worthwhile for him to give her a get and have to pay 196 Zuz in order to acquire the 4 Zuz that she owes him. So zichanat kal ba'in of leitzia. So that is why. That is why he can't be goyver from the ksuba. But that what the ksuba is in existence, that ensures us that he won't be kal ba'in of leitzia. Let us see Rashi. Eid nefisha ksubasa. Miksuba de Raise, Shekosav Lapsula Yaisemi Mosayim, for Psula he wrote more than Mosayim, Ula Mona Yaisemi Meya Ruyalaminatera, Amaila Hivsida, why wasn't she Mapsit? Why shouldn't she be Mapsit? Why don't you sell the Taisvis? So the Gemara says, Nukme Aksuba de Raise. So let's whittle down, let her sell till the Ika Ksube. The Taisvis Tasma Labailo, the Taivis Ano, the Taisav Leba Chavoli. And let her pay the Baal with the Taisvis. The Taivis Ano. So the mother says, no, there's no Taisvis. There's only a Ksube. But it's not worthwhile for him to give her a get and pay her 196 zuz in order to be goyve the 4 zuz of the Dmei Chavola. So therefore, you've nothing but to worry about. That means it's not kalbein of legav. Shechofei sloim v'humone, not masayim, I'm sorry, it's amone, mei zuz, ksubis amone, upchusa shebe ksubis nokat. So that means the Gemara is saying he will not give her a get to pay her 96 zuz, even though he'll, by doing this, he'll get paid the 4 zuz. That means he'll be able to deduct the 4 zuz. This will not motivate him, the 4 zuz will not motivate him to give her a get, since he'll have to pay her 96 zuz. Now, let us, we were in the middle of Taisvis and Daf Peitesim at Aleph. We just learned the Gemara that the Gemara said that we don't tell her to sell the Ksube. We don't tell her to sell the Ksube to a Lekeach because she'll zicha b'meichel. And the Lekeach will zicha lose. So Mamela, that's not an eitzah to sell the Ksube. So now we're 7 lines from the bottom. Hiksha Rav Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Chaim. Betazmen ksubosa b'mayim b'tshloshtim. So the Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Chaim asked a kasha. The sole problem is, we don't force her to sell the ksubi because she'll be meichel her husband the ksubi. Vilkech will lose. So we're not miyayitz such a mechire that Vilkech will zicha lose. Fred iksha rab rab shmu bar rab chaim v'taz ben ksubos b'mayim v'tshloshtim. Zakinyin the rabbonon of mayim v'tshloshtim. Mayim v'tshloshtim means that we have here the malve, the loive, and the potential koine. They're all standing in one maimit. And the malve tells the loive, you owe me money. Now don't pay me, pay up this potential koine. And the din is that it's chal. V'tazbin ksubosa b'mayim v'tshloshtim. So let us take the husband, the nechbal, and the Isha, let's stand them together in one maimit, and she should tell her husband that he should pay the ksuba to the nechbal. That means if he'll give her a gift or if he'll die, the ksuba will be paid to the nechbal. The oz ein yechayla limchel. And then, if the leikeach acquired it to maimit shloshtan, then you can't be meichel. Now, where do we see this? That hakno through mayim v'tshloshtim, the malve cannot be meichel the loive. Mehi desanya b'shmekadosh. He bought a raya from a gemon ishmekadosh that says as follows. Siskachali b'shtalchoi. A person went over to an isha, and he says, I have a shtalchoi. Akuba knows me $100. I'm giving you the shtar choy. You'll be kind of the choy. For this, I want to be mekadosh you. Oy shahoyu loy milva biyad acherim. Or it wasn't a shtar choy. It was a milva alpe. Behil shaleim, and he was marsha her to be given the milva alpe through my mitzvah. So he's giving her for the demay kedushin. We have in two cases. Either he gave her a shtar choy. Oh, he was marshah to be goyve a milbal peh with my mitzlush. Rameir oime mekodeshes. Rameir says, she's mekodesh. Vachachomim oimrim eina mekodeshes. Chomim says she's not mekodesh. She's kanshay laben, why is she not mekodesh? He gave her a commodity that's sichob with a shavaput. He gave her a choyf. Umasik, so the Gemara says as follows, the bimilva bishtar kamiflagi beisha som chadait. The shaila is there gemiras das mitzad de isha that the husband, she's taking going to end up with the chayit? The kula alma, what's the shaila? The kula alma is slow the shmul. Everyone knows like shmul. Dom amay chishtachayv lechaveh vechosom moch leimoch. Everyone holds that if a person sells a shtar chayiv, and later he was meichelet, he could be meichelet. So memele, so when he gave her the shtar chayiv, so we have a machlokes Rameh and the Chachamim. Rameh says, no, he gave her something that's worth 100 zuz, and then she took it, so she's mekodeshes. The Chachamim say, she doesn't trust him. He gave her something that he can pull the rug from underneath her feet. He can be meichel the loive. She'll end up with nothing. She doesn't know that she gets something. Didn't she get something? She has no trust and faith in him. So memele, so there's no gemiras das to become mekudish for something that could very well be he'll take away from her. She'll never have a use out of it. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Yehoshi, Yisrei Mechdas. That's the Machloikis, B'milva B'shtar. U'B'milva Alpe. Now, there's another case. Yiskachili, Oshay Le'milva B'yadachem, which is a milva Alpe. Pligi B'darav Hunim. Machlokes is, they made Maimich Loshen. The Omat Nele plainly by Maimich Loshen and Kone. The Rabbon and Leslo Shayel Maimich Loshen bemilvele bepikot. Machlokes, with the Ramein, the Chacham is a different Machlokes. Does Maimich Loshen help only by Pekoden or a fellow by Chayk? The Chachamim holds it helps only by Pekoden, so therefore, if she never acquired the Chayk, Shmeir holds it helps by Milv also. If by Kinyan Maimich Loshen, the Malve could be Meichel the Leive, so why does the Gemara have to say there's a new machlokes by milva al peh? Does milva al peh help by this? Can you be machna milva al peh with my mishloshen? Why do you have to say this? It could very well be everyone agrees it could be machna milva peh by my mishloshen. No, the machlokes is the chomim hold. She's not saying mechdas because he might be meichel. Just like he said that was the machlokes b'milva b'shtai, can say the same thing. B'milva al peh. And since the Gemara did not say this, so it seems that the Gemara understood for a dover poshet that by maimich loshen you can't be meichel. So Mamel, the Gemara had to try to figure out, so what the svar of the Chachamim by Milva al Peh, if it's speaking about the Maimich Loshen. So the Gemara said that the Chachamim hold that Maimich Loshen does not help by Milva, only by Pekod. Al Koponim, this was the Diyik of the Ri. The Ri was Medayik, that Maimich Loshen, Mechila doesn't help. That's where the Gemara to say a different Machloikis by Maimich Loshen. By Milva al Peh. Agavuche, Rabbi Chonon, and Kovitz Yurim, Rabbi Basra, is tacked up, tacked as well. So Rabbi Chonon says, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's very good. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, the sole reason the Malve can be Meichet the Loive after the Mechiras Achoi is because the Dova Hanimka was only the Shibud Nechosa. The Shibud Aguf can never be sold. And if you're misalik the Shibud Aguf to Mechila, automatically the Shibud Nechosim falls off. So Rabbi Chonon, that's Tavke by Mechirish Torah. But Maimit Shloshten, if all three are one Maimit, and the Malve tells the Loive, you should pay the Koine, with Maimit Shloshten, the Shibud Aguf also goes over to the Koine. If it can't Shayla Ben, how does the Shibud Aguf go over? So Rabbi Chonon says, the Gemara says, Takin Gittin, that it's a Hilchse B'lei Taima. The mechanics of Maimich Loshen we don't understand, but Al Koponim, that's what Maimich Loshen accomplishes. Maimich Loshen will accomplish that the Shibud Aguf will also go over to the Koine. So therefore, that's the Svar of the Ri, that Mechila cannot help by Maimich Loshen, since the Koine acquired not only the Shibud Nechosim, only acquired the Shibud Aguf. V'tiritzri. So now, we have a kasha. We have a kasha. The Gemara had a problem. Why can't she sell her ksube b'toivas anot alekeh? So the Gemara said, because she'll zicha b'moichel, so this, that we are telling alekeh to purchase something that'll have a definite loss. So that's why that is not a night. So the ri is, so let her sell with my mitzloshten. And then she can't be meichel her husband iksubi. V'tiretz ri, the maimet shlosh neine meil b'ksuba bo'ida tachas baila, kiven da dain loy nitna ligvois. So the ri says, maimet shlosh then helps by a choy, but by a ksuba, the loy nitna ligvois, Kolzman, he doesn't give her a get, or he doesn't die. There's no schus gviye. So therefore, Maimich Loshen does not work by such a chayiv. Maimich Loshen only works by a chayiv that there is, b'shas to Maimich Loshen, there's a schus gviye. Ksube, the schus gviye will first come about when he gives her a get, or when he dies. So therefore, my mitzloshin does not work by exuba. Azai zakari. The Amshe Shloime explains this. He says, we have to understand this. What is the Ri saying? The Ri is saying, since there's no schus gviya, so there's no demay mitzloshin. And what if you go and sell a choyv toich zmanoi b'may mitzloshin? That means as follows. Let us say that Shimon bought from Reuven $100, and there was an agreement that he, till 30 days, he's not mechuyif to pay up. After 30 days, he'll pay up. But till 30 days, he's not mechuyif to pay up. So the Baal is not mechuyif to pay. Now, in these 30 days, Reuven wants to sell this choyif to Levi, with by mitzloshin. Will we also say the same thing? That my mitzloshin does not work, since it's like given that dying like. So the Amshe Shloime says, no, it's not like that. He says, by a choyv, even though at the present time you can't be goyve, but it's called oymed ligvois. That means the choyv has to be paid up. I can't moan from you now. I have to wait 30 days to be goyve. But that's a choyv that's oymed ligvois. A ksube, who says bachlal, there'll be a chiv gviya, a din gviya. If he gives her a get, he owes her a ksube. If he dies, he owes her a ksube. If she dies, there's no chiv ksube. So by asher usham, before anything happened, there's no chiv whatsoever. The chiv ksube is dependent in asidus. What will occur later? That will generate the chiv. That will create the chiv. Something that the chiyuv needs to be generated and created, so now there's no basher usham, he cannot make my mitzloshin, because basher usham there's no chiyuv yet. Vim taima, taktais v'sakashe. Again, we have a gemara, the gemara says, the gemara had a problem. It says that if an isha was chayvul, someone, pigiyos ara, because she doesn't have with what to pay up. So the Gemara says, what do you mean she doesn't have what to pay up? She has a ksuba, let her sell the ksuba b'teiges anot. And with the money she'll receive from the lekeach, she'll pay up the nechta. So the Gemara answered, she'll zicha be meichel the husband. And if she'll be meichel her husband, so memele, so we are being mafsed the lekeach. We're telling this is the tanga lekeach to purchase a ksube, which we can be assured that it'll never be gave anything from this ksube, should be meichel husband. I have a way how she can sell the ksube that she can't be meichel. What's the way? Let her husband go now, and let him go and write the ksube. That means, like this, the ksube is, he owes her the ksube. If he gives her a get, or if he dies, let him go and tear up the ksuba. I'm writing a ksuba to the lekeach. If the husband says, if he dies, if he gives her a get, I owe you the ksuba. If she dies, I don't owe you the ksuba. But by writing a new shtar to the lekeach, we avoid it. That now she can't be Michael the Ksube. He doesn't owe her anything. He owes the Lekeya. So with a new style we could accomplish, she'll get money. That means she's selling the Ksube, but it'll be done through a new style. She can't be Michael. She won't make any trouble. The Lekeya is assured of, when he gives the Meitavis Anor, he has the chance to acquire the Ksube. And she can't be meichel. Doesn't matter meichel, because I'm a bakoise. V'och in eiche, so an agamore, it's not the kashas in shver, the shem abal la yiltze. You have to have the skom of the baal, you should be maskim to write a nuksuba to the koine. Like this, he knows, if he won't write a nuksuba to the koine, it's nothing happens. It's pegiyos ro. So why should he do such a thing that his wife should lose? Between themselves, they're happily married. She was chayvul someone, so that's yenem sore.
he won't agree to write a ksube to someone else. Avol besamuch, but the next gemara we learn, Rabbi he shechavla bebayla. There we learn she was chayvul her husband. So there, tzakishver koshe. So there, the gemara said, let her go and sell it. Let her go and sell the ksube to someone else. Let her go and sell the ksube to someone else. Babal yichtoy v'rotz nishtar b'shmoy k'day sheyid v'chavolosoy. So there's a merdike kasha. There you'll find the lakeich who will purchase it. The Baal will be very obliging and cooperative because if she sells the ksube, so memele, he's going to get paid for the chavola that she was chayvola. And she can't be meichel. The lakeich won't lose. The Baal will gain. That's meichedik. So Taisa says, appreciate the that means that he's going to write a ksube to a lekeach. Now, the tachlis of a ksube is that there should be a deterrent that he shouldn't give her easily again. This deterrent is in existence. Because he wrote a ksube to the lekeach, that if he gives her a get, you get the ksube. If he dies, you get the ksube. So he has a tremendous deterrent not to give her a get. No, the document is not written to his wife. The document is written to the lekeach. But the whatever a ksuba accomplishes, this document will also accomplish. So Taisi says, Amar de Kechidish, but since there is no tsura of a ksuba in this issues, because he doesn't owe his wife the ksuba, so even though we have something which accomplishes what a ksuba accomplishes, but since there's no ksuba bapayil, so this falls into the category of also lahashis im isha b'leiksub. Ava pishen kala bein of leitzi, which is amir of the kechidush. Vim taima, even the chol gabi baila vade mochlo, the case is a very interesting kasha, that if the Gemara now says for a dova poshet, if the shaila is, if the lekech will be kind of the ksuba, she'll be meichel a husband, we say for sure she'll be meichel a husband, my kama leel, oimdim kama odam, roitz alitim b'ksuba shalzu, we heard before, if Eitim Zaymimim said that her ksuba was paid, then they were mazim them, so they have to pay her what they were mafsit. So it says, what were they mafsit? Oh, they were mafsit her, she could have sold the ksuba, the taivas ano, they were mafsit her, through their edus, that they said she got paid already the ksuba. So they have to pay her this. So Taisa says, it's a pella. Agamara says, no one will ever buy a ksuba from Anisha, because as soon as she sells the ksuba, she'll be Michael, her husband. So they weren't mafsat her anything. You can't find a lekech to buy the ksuba. Even the vade mochlo, v'chem eidem leimim, ma'ev sedinach, yidakom alel, im toivis an ola baal, the container never was mafshi do anything. So Bema says, I saw in Kaish Yeshua, Samir de Kezach, the Kaish Yeshua says, that what we assume, bebrirus, that she'll be meichel her husband, that is va'al koche him achoso, if you're forcing her to sell the ksube, so Memela, she says, you're gonna force me, I'll show you, I'll be meichel the baal. But if she's not forced to sell the ksuba, mehechi teisi, that she'll be meichel the baal. Why should she do such a thing? That's how the Kaish Yeshua wants to pamper Teisvus kash. Abul kaponim, Teisvus seems learned, she's always meichel the husband. So if she's always meichel the husband, no one will ever purchase a ksuba b'teivus hanah from her. V'yishloim adi yecheila lasis kiyum b'mashkoines oi ba'aroveis. That means, she'll find the lekeach. She'll give him a mashkin. She'll say, listen, if I'm meichel my husband, you have a kinyan this mashkin.
or she'll find an Orev that's Mekabel himself, if she's Meichel, her husband, the Orev will give the Lekeach that makes Suba. Oy b'neder, oy b'shvui shalei timchel, or she can swear to him, which is also a deterrent that she won't be Meichel the Suba. It's shaykh to sell a ksuba with insurances that she won't be Michael the ksuba to her husband. Avul Khan, but over here by a nechbal, imeshla to shalom. If she has with what to pay, she should pay. Vim ein lo, ein mishu bedas lenizik lasas like yumim tzorichim. So Taisvis wants to say as follows. That means, there's zikr, it's possible to sell a ksuba. You'll find loikrim if you add on some insurance that the lekeach won't lose. But Taisva says, so therefore, the Edom Zoymim have to pay her because she had a possibility to sell a ksuba. But over here, an argimore that we want to be mechayev her, so Taisva says, could be if Basher Husham, she does not possess a commodity that has a market value, because no one will buy from the ksuba. We are not mechayev her to insure this commodity that should have a market value. Others want to say pshat, the din is a loiv is mechuyev to pay. What if he doesn't have any money? So he's not mechuyev to pay. We won't tell him, get a job. Get a job and you'll be mechuyev. He's not mechuyev to get a job. If you have money, I'm mechuyev to pay. If I don't have money, don't give me eitzes what to do. I don't have money, I'm mechuyev to pay. So that's the tzad of Taisus over here. I don't have a commodity that's worth money. Because no one will purchase my ksuba for me because I'm unpredictable. I'll be mechuyev the ksuba to my husband. So Taisus says, no, you could make your ksuba a commodity that's worth money to shvuas, to nedarim. So Taisa says, could be she's not mechuyev to do such a thing. Or maybe it's not true. Maybe this is called, you have a commodity, now the people are afraid to purchase this. So if you can insure the commodity, it's considered you have a commodity, and you're mechuyev to pay with this commodity.